children when I come out front.
How are you guys doing this morning? Good. So this morning we're going to talk a little bit about the consequences that our words and our actions have to the ones around us. And how many of you have heard the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Probably all have. Do any of you think it's true? No, it's not really very true. And James chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Even so a tongue is a little member and can boast great things, and behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth." So, our words hold a lot of strength in them, and they can affect different people in a lot of different ways, whether for the good or for the bad. So this morning, I need one of the boys to be a volunteer. Timmy? All right, Timmy, do you want to put this backpack on? It's not too heavy, is it? Now I need you guys to help me out. So Timmy doesn't have a very heavy backpack. It's not too bad probably to walk around. But what are some unkind things you can say to people? Do any of you have any ideas?
I don't like you.
You don't like you? So we don't like, so now someone doesn't like somebody, so we put a stone in the backpack. Is it a little heavier? But not too bad. Do we have any other nice things we say about people?
I'm gonna hit you.
Yep, I'm gonna hit you. That's not very nice. That's kind of the same idea. So we'll put another stone in. A little bit heavier, but Timmy's still holding up. Do we have any more nice things we say to people? You don't look very nice. That's true. Well, that's not true, but it's not nice to say to people. So we put a couple more stones in the backpack. You still all right? Or is it getting heavy? It's getting heavy? All right, a couple more things. You're mean. That's right. That's another thing that's not very nice. So we put another stone in. Any more? Well, Timmy looks like he's starting to strain a little bit. So maybe, how would you like to walk around like that all the time with people saying all those unnice things about you? Would it feel kind of heavy? Yeah, it probably would. Now, we want to be nice to Timmy because he's carrying a lot of weight. So let's think of some nice things we can say to Timmy. And then the stones will come out. And he won't have to walk around with so much weight on the back. You can sit down if it's too heavy. Or you can, I like you. So we'll take two stones out because Timmy's getting a little sore probably. Okay. What are some other nice things we should think of a lot more nice things we can say than not nice things.
You're nice.
You're nice. Yep. So we'll take another one out. Any more? You're pretty. You're starting to feel nicer, Timmy, with all these nice things being said about you? A little bit. Any more? We'll take another one out because Timmy's getting a little sore, it looks like. This is a big one, so that might help him out a little bit. You can take the backpack off now if you want. But we get the idea. If Timmy had to walk around with all those stones on the back of his back, It wouldn't be very nice and comfortable, would it? Timmy would be pretty sore. But the same way, when we tell people that things are not very nice things, we make fun of them, we tell them, I don't know, maybe their shoes are dirty, or I don't know, they didn't comb their hair. Or... that's not very nice. I remember when people, when I was little, every once in a while, someone would tell me something that I didn't like, and it didn't make me feel very good inside. But you know what? When they told me nice things, it made my day just a little bit brighter. Does it to you guys too? Do you feel happy when people compliment you and tell you you look nice or you combed your hair nice? Or doesn't really make a difference to you? Not really? It probably does, especially when you get a little older. Yeah, you're three. So, if we read more in this chapter, it says, we'll start in verse... we'll start in verse 8. It says, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith we bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these ought not so to be. And in this verse, we could say, out of the same mouth proceedeth words that build people up and words that tear people down. And verse 11 says, doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? So we see... we're not, we shouldn't be saying mean things to people, and and out of the same mouth be saying nice things to people. We need to build people up, not tear people down, because when we tear people down, we feel a little bit like Timmy with all those stones on the back of his backpack. It's kind of heavy, and it's not very much fun to walk around, because people laugh at us, and then they say more bad things, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And pretty soon, it gets really bad. But when we compliment people, and we build them up, it makes everybody feel good, including you. Like, if you give a compliment, at least me, it makes me have a good day to be able to compliment somebody. And you know what? It puts a smile on their face, and watching them be happy puts a smile on my face. So it goes both ways. So let's think about our words and our actions. I didn't really talk about actions, but actions go the same way, whether we're good or we're bad. Whether good or bad, they affect the same way as words. So let's remember that the power that our words and our actions have on everybody. So maybe we can pray and then we can go back to our parents. Lord, as we come to you this morning, thank you for the day that you've given to us, and just pray that you would help us to remember our words and our actions, and pray that they could be edifying and encouraging and a blessing to you. Pray that you'd be with us, remember service. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you guys can go back to your parents. Let's stand.